My beloved family of heart dwellers, may the Lord's assurance bring you peace. We will win this battle. And by the way, I am not changing anything about my channel or mission. I'm not becoming more political in that direction. I'm just wanting you to know what's going on, to be informed so that you can pray effectively for our president and the nation. Please pray for the congressmen who may very well end up making the decision about who our president will be. I believe we all have things in our past that we are not proud of doing. And right now, this dark group is searching for any way they can to blackmail those in Congress so they will not vote for Trump. But our president is no fool. And I believe he will make it possible for them to feel secure enough to stand. I pray that they realize that caving into threats against them personally or their families is the worst choice they could make, because they would be further empowering evil to proliferate in their very own lifetimes. In any case, please, please stay on your knees praying for them as much as you can, and Robert David Steele as well. His interviews and the information he shares is priceless and right on target. Pray for effectiveness in his part in saving our nation and the world from evil. Also, a good source is Epic Times, and you can always go to the video section. Please forgive my ignorance, but I have to say, be careful of anyone on Fox News, which I'm not watching any longer. But there are several news stations popping up, and you will know them by their fruit. I believe they will be openly supportive of our president's move to protect the true votes of the citizens. Lord, do you have something to share? My faithful ones, your prayers are changing the future of your families, nations, and the world. Do not grow weary. Even as I told you in the last message, when you have nothing left to offer, offer that nothing, and I will count it as a very great treasure. I see your tears, your prayers, your waiting before me, and your support of this ministry and the nation. I am well pleased with you all, even down to the little ones. Do you know my little ones? You are my favorites. Truly you are. I hope I just put a smile on your face, because I mean it with all my heart. You have so little to give. That reminds me of the Church of Philadelphia, which the Lord has called us before. Going back, you have so little to give, but it comes from such a very pure and dedicated heart. Remember, I was the little one in the eyes of the religious world, and my favorite companions were little as well, except for the one who betrayed me. As you pray and buckle down to intercede, I want you to remember that I am also bringing a new day to you. There will come a time when the pressures you are under will subside and your hearts will bloom with creativity and joy. I know I have said this for a long time, but now if all continues in the right direction because of your commitments to pray, this will come about. With it will come new gifts and anointings. Some of you have already been sensing new directions I will be bringing you into. Persevere, my beloved ones. Persevere. I am with you at your right hand side, holding you up. Never cease to call on me for strength, for I truly am with you, watching over you, sustaining you with my love. That's the end of his message. But I just wanted to share with you up here on the mountain with our community of souls. Several of us have seen the Lord walking into the room with new gifts, new giftings that he's giving to different ones. So I know it's coming. It's almost like a scent of spring in the air, but it's still a ways off. So hold on, dear ones. Hold on firmly to the hope you have in the Lord. And know that this is His will for us to overcome this darkness at this time. And please, I am seriously entreating you, do not get wrapped up in the holidays. Don't let it overtake your prayer time. Do not let it replace your prayer time. This time is too critical for us to be distracted off into the stores and holiday shopping. So please, please continue on in prayer and do not let the holidays lure you away from the Lord and His agenda right now. I was just finishing editing this message when one of our team let me know about a notification he got late last night. And this is what it said. Urgent prayer has been requested. Just received a call directly from Sidney Powell's team asking for prayer, stating they have never felt such demonic attack before. Pray also for Trump's legal team. Thank you. And please forward on to Sirius Intercessors. So I'm sharing this with you. Obviously, they are getting slammed from the dark side. So please pray deliverance over them. Cover them with the blood of Jesus. Guys, I can only imagine what they're being attacked by. But from our experience, I wouldn't be surprised if it's something that will divide and turn them against one another and even injure their bodies. So let's pray. Father, we lift up these leaders to you right now. We cover them with the blood of Jesus. We ask you, Holy Spirit, to break the power of darkness that has come against them. In the name of Jesus Christ, we bind every hindering spirit, spirits of division, lying, suspicion, rancor, confusion, betrayal, rage, jealousy, misunderstanding, miscommunication, fatigue, and brain fog, misinformation, and fear. We take authority over these evil legions sent to cause havoc among them. And in the name of Jesus Christ, we command these demons to go to the feet of Jesus for Him to deal with now. And in the name of Jesus Christ, we break every curse, hex, evil wish, and spell cast upon them. We decommission every wicked assignment against them by the power of the shed blood of the cross. We bind all the strong men and gatekeepers assigned against them in the name of Jesus the Christ, and ask Saint Michael to destroy every witchcraft covering and covenant from the first and second heaven, and dismantle the operation piece by piece, never to rise up against them again. And may the Holy Spirit bring clarity, peace, and wisdom in their midst, and may all attempts to divide or injure them fail totally. We ask the holy angels and the Blessed Mother to cover and protect each one of them and their families, pets, and property, and to set up holy shields and force fields to prohibit evil from reaching them. Let there be peace among them and strength and wisdom. We ask these things in Jesus' precious name and by the power of the shed blood of the cross. Amen.